on air. Saturday at your house. A 28-year Arizona Saturday morning tradition. Rosie on the house. You're at my house. Thank you for tuning in. Take a lot of great calls today. I want to get to this one email in particular. Mike emails us and says, "Hail the camp. First and foremost, welcome to Sierra Vista, or welcome back to my house. I was a regular listener in Mesa before we moved to Sierra Vista 8 years ago. The local talk station here changed formats and dropped your show, the most viable option to listen to. Imagine my surprise and delight when going out Saturday morning, I heard you talking on the air about masonry. Talk about a rush. Anywho, one of your sponsors, ads, dealt with hardscape, tiles, materials, gizzies." It says gizzies. Have we ever talked about gizzies on this show?
I might have been call screening when that call gizzies came up.
I've talked about some weak, pink-livered gizzards and some water treatment salespeople's
gizzy
account. Yeah,
gizzy products.
But when it comes to outdoor masonry and pavers and stuff.
Was he trying to say gazebo?
Maybe gazebo.
Might have been an autocorrect gazebo.
Because we did talk about gazebos that day.
That might have been
Typo. His wife is the Cochise County Master Gardener and is always on the prowl for concepts to accent her plantings. So while I'm driving and paying attention to the road, so much so that I didn't catch the website that we were talking about. If this is enough info, I'd appreciate a heads up. If not, a likely trail to follow will do. Again, much obliged to make your acquaintance again. Count on me to muddle up the bandwidth. I listen on a laptop when not in my truck on Saturday mornings. Thanks. Regards, Mike from Sierra Vista. Mike was listening a few weeks ago when we had our representatives on from Bellegarde Pavers. Mike, we'll answer your email like we answer all the emails. How many emails do we answer a week?
I should count total. I
hope people don't think I'm answering every one of their emails. We get them answered, but it takes a team of about three or four of everybody to get through all of them. But it's as if I'm answering it or as if you're answering it because it's exactly the same information. But he was listening when we had Bellegarde on. And, Mike, I would tell you, if you're listening this morning, go to Bellegarde.com, and there are enough ideas there that you and your wife will be drowned in great ideas for putting her landscaping on accent with Bellegarde's hardscaping. You're probably going to be searching. I wouldn't go to Bellegarde.com and type gizzies into the search engine.
May not find someone.
I wouldn't do that.
And they've acquired Youngblock, and doesn't Youngblock have a Sierra Vista
location? They did.
They did?
They did.
Is it not
Everything's
there?
Handled out of Tucson right now.
Okay.
But the website will give you all the ideas you need. Absolutely. You know, I love getting emails like that.
Well, we appreciate you tuning in, and we were just talking earlier, KNST, this is our 12th, March will be our 12th year.
Wow.
With KNST. That was our second radio affiliate, followed by KQ&A out of Prescott. Actually, Chasm and Sedona came first, then KQ&A in Prescott, CAF in Flagstaff, and then KGVY in Green Valley.
Yeah. Trying to cover the state in our goal of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Romy, have you decided, are you going to golf with us on November 23rd?
If we get three people, we need a foursome. So if three people call and say, hey, let's do it, I'll show up for the nonprofit event that this is supporting. Yes.
Well, if you're a golfer and you're up in the Phoenix area or you want to play golf up in the Phoenix area, November 23rd, it's Operation Santa Claus Charity Golf Classic. I've put a foursome together. If three other people want to play, we'll pick up your tab. We'll pick up your green fees. You'll join Romy in a foursome. All you'll need is your golf club, some golf balls, a hard hat, some eye protection gear. What do the hockey players wear for puck protection? But you'll be playing with Romy. I've got my threesome already put together. And the rules were you have to be a great golfer.
And isn't like 13 clubs is what you're allowed to take?
Are there rules on it? How many clubs you can take?
I thought so. Anyway, if you're on my foursome, just bring one extra club for me. I'll use it for driving. I'll use it for putting. I just need one club.
Just one club.
I'm never going to be the longest shot anyway, so just bring one club and I'll use it the whole time.
All right. Email us an actual scorecard to prove to us you're a great golfer. Because Romy and I will only play with great golfers because we need
them.
Really, 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 really great golfers to build out our foursomes.
I haven't swung a golf club since at least 07.
We're gonna have my brother Rennie and our brother-in-law Bob take us to fiddle
sticks.
I'm
not going to practice.
Yes, we are. We're practicing one time.
You can.
Folks, we had a great time doing the show today. We hope you had a great time listening to the show. It's Rosie on the House. If you were educated, Wendy, we saved you $1,000. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs $15 this week and give it to them, all right? Thank you, dear.